Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heart warmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. Now, here's your host, CJ.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Fire It Up with CJ show on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. I am CJ Liu, and today we have Ragini Michaels. Welcome, Ragini.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Ragini and I have, for the last year and a half, been talking about moving from fear to love and moving more towards love and self-love. And how we can actually change our relationship to challenging emotions like anger, jealousy, fear, envy, greed, perfectionism, and how we can move more towards love through expressions of faith, sympathetic joy, forgiveness, gratitude, generosity, compassion. And so today we are going to delve into self-love and have a better understanding of what it is and how we can bring more of it into our lives, how we can bring more love and self-love into our lives. So welcome, Ragini. Thank you for being our guide.
My pleasure.
So what is self-love from a psychological and personality perspective?
Well, from a psychological perspective, we could say that self-love is basically self-esteem. And that means holding yourself in esteem, holding yourself in high regard. Normally, most of us do not have a sense of high self-esteem or high regard for our personalities. In fact, most of us don't even separate ourselves from our personalities, which is a good first step if you want to move towards self-love, because the personality is by nature a dualistic phenomena. By that I mean you're always going to be going back and forth between opposing thoughts and opposing feelings. And the first and easiest step in self-love is to learn how to take a step back through meditation or breathing or yoga, so that you can first of all realize you have a personality. You have it, like you have a hand or a bank account. It's something that you have. It's not actually the totality of who you are. That's the first step.
Gain some distance from your personality. To reaching self-love. I don't understand how the personality is involved in this. I understand that self-esteem is one of the key aspects from a personality standpoint. So I'm trying to, how I regard myself.
Your personality is composed basically of your thoughts and emotions and behaviors, your strategies, your defense mechanisms, the ways that you have been taught to survive in the world. The personality is basically one enormous strategy for survival.
Okay.
It's about protecting yourself emotionally, psychologically, physically, spiritually. So in order to start on the journey of self-love, you want to have a step back so you can realize, this is a mechanism of defense and survival. Now, in and of itself, that is not bad because it's needed.
You mean this is meaning the our sense of self, our personality, our self-esteem, our self-worth is just, we have a bunch of strategies for mechanisms to.
Well, the personality has the strategies. The strategies in themselves will determine whether you have a sense of self-esteem.
I see, got it. Okay. I get it now.
So if you've been taught that you're smart, that you're beautiful, that you're capable, that you're a loving, wonderful being and the universe is delighted to have you here, you're going to have a higher sense of regard for yourself, you know, and your presence on the planet than if you have been taught you're stupid or you're ugly or you're clumsy or awkward or never going to get married or nobody's ever going to love you or you're basically unlovable.
Okay, you stop that. You can stop.
that takes your sense of esteem for yourself and knocks it down to a really low level. Mm-hmm. And the same with regard. You just don't have a very high regard for someone who's carrying all those characteristics.
I see.
Now, if we go back to what I said a minute ago, your personality is dualistic. If it is really stupid, it also has the capacity for being equally intelligent, mm-hmm. right? And vice versa, if you're truly ugly, there's a capacity within you to become truly beautiful. And when we talk about self-esteem, the first thing you want to be able to do is get your sense of regard for yourself up and out of the place that says, I'm bad. You know, the constant inner critic that we all hear is sort of the guardian of your low self-esteem. So one of the reasons you want to get some distance from your inner critic is in order to be able to move from criticizing yourself to loving yourself, mm-hmm. to accepting yourself. Mm-hmm. The reason I keep talking about duality here, opposites, is because it's much easier to begin to love your personality, which is the first level of self-love, along with your body. Okay, but that's also how you feel about your body is also influenced by what you've been taught mm-hmm. about how you look. Mm-hmm. Right, which is, again, part of your personality structure. Mm-hmm. So the sooner that you're able to realize that your personality has the capacity for moving from the negative to the positive, it's going to be easier for you to move your self-esteem up and then to know how to maintain it. Mm-hmm. Because our experiences in life, as everybody knows, goes from high to low, from up to down, from feeling smart to feeling stupid, from feeling beautiful to feeling ugly, and back again. So there's a rhythm here that is involved, from my perspective, in learning how to have self-esteem for your personality.
Okay, so moving towards more self-love, net it out for us. How we do that is to gain some distance from our personality and our strategies. Mm-hmm. And how we do that is to understand that we live in a dualistic nature and that we have our personality and it's part of who we are and it's not part of who we are at all.
A very good paradox.
Okay.
It's certainly a part of who we are, but it's not the totality of who we are. But the first step to self-love, from a psychological perspective, is to embrace your personality. So we call it acceptance, right? It's mm-hmm. It's unconditionally accepting your personality for what it is. What is it fundamentally? A dualistic reality. You have good and bad. You have a shadow side and a light side. You can't get to self-love by trying to eradicate half of your personality, half you don't like. That's the thing I want people to understand.
Okay, so part of it is, and let me see if I can connect this with something that I've felt like when I do, you know, I take I'm a career coach and a mm-hmm. life coach. Mm-hmm. So I have people taking tons and tons of personality tests. And when you go through one of those personality tests, they're like, you are this, your strengths are this, your weaknesses are this, your mm-hmm. whatever. So this is kind of your behaviors, your perspective of the world is this. And so here's what I'm hearing you say, for me to arrive at self-love, I have to say, yes, I am a control freak and I love myself. This is an aspect of my personality. I have potentially issues with my anger. This is also part of my personality and I embrace it. And I'm also someone who's really powerful and, you know, has a fun nature and, you know, all these things. So embracing it, all of it.
That's right. And the tests are a good indication of the structure of your particular personality on the day you took the test, mm-hmm. right? And it can shift and adjust because personalities can evolve as mm-hmm. well. And when a personality evolves, it balances itself out.
Yep. But the thing that's interesting is when I work with clients, they take these tests mm-hmm. and they go, oh no, like I don't want to be these weak things or the weaknesses of my personality. Right. And I said, well, you know, it's part of what these tests are is to embrace.
That's right.
Embrace these things because it is a part of who you are. You can separate from it. Like you said, you can, with time and knowing that you have these tendencies, you can separate from it and move away from it. But it will never, you'll never fully move away from it entirely, but you can change your relationship to it.
That's the only thing you can do is change your relationship to it because it will continue to return.
Right.
So if you're if your personality needs a lot of alone time, mm-hmm. you're going to balance it out perhaps by being more comfortable when you're with other people, but you're still going to want to go back and be alone, and the need for being with other people is going to arise again.
Right.
So you need to know how to navigate these two aspects or these two needs of your personality. Mm-hmm. And it's just simpler in the beginning, if you really understand that your personality is made up of opposites, mm-hmm. and life flows back and forth between them.
Right. In the next segment, we should talk about, we have 2 minutes. No, we have no more minutes. So in the next segment, let's talk about self-love from a spiritual perspective and how our bodies, emotions, and thoughts, I think we've talked a little bit about that already, how there anything else we need to know about how it relates to self-love. So many thanks to Ragini Michaels, author of Unflappable, 6 Steps to Staying Happy, Centered, Peaceful, No Matter What, available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and on her website, www.raginimichaels.com.
RaginiMichaels.com.
So don't go anywhere, because in our next segment, we'll be talking to Ragini about some of the things, going into depth about what self-love is from a spiritual perspective, and how we can actually, what the obstacles are for truly loving ourselves, and how we invite self-love and love into our lives. We'll be right back.
Bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heartwarmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed 3 dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck! Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camino Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The 5 Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camino Island Coffee Roasters.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Does he love me? I want to know. How can I tell if he loves me so?
Is it in his eyes?
Oh, no, you'll need to see.
Is it in his eyes?
Oh, no, you'll make believe if you want to know.
everybody. Thank you for listening to the Fired Up with CJ show on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. I am CJ Liu, and today we have Ragini Michaels. Welcome, Ragini.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Ragini Michaels is the author of Unflappable, Six Steps to Staying Happy, Centered, Peaceful, No Matter What. And we are going to talk about how you navigate more towards self-love, so bring more self-love and love in your life. So in our series, we've been talking about obstacles to self-love. So we talked about obstacles to self-love, and also we've talked about how to initiate self-love and love. And a lot of this has kind of a spiritual twist on it, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. It does, indeed.
What is a spiritual perspective on self-love?
Well, the truly deep spiritual perspective is understanding that the first level is loving your personality, that aspect of yourself, which most people call your small self, mm-hmm. and then loving your higher self or your essential nature, your divine nature, or your essence. There are lots of different words that people use to describe these two.
Capital S.
To describe these two dimensions that exist simultaneously. So you're trying to, when you're moving with self-love, you're trying to move through, you have to move through learning how to love your personality before you can actually get up there and learn how to love your higher self.
Right. You have to love your little S self.
Well, there's a reason for that, because you can't really get to the higher level until you can step up to it, and it exists beyond duality. So you have to understand duality and make your peace with it. By that, I mean opposites. And most of us are actually pretty much unaware that opposites are really relevant mm-hmm. to our personal growth and transformation, mm-hmm. particularly if we're on a spiritual path.
So the answer to why we have to actually make peace with our little S, because what's not to love about the big S, divine self? But I get it. What you're saying is the first step is that until we can actually be in love with our little selves, including our personality, and making peace with that, we can't move up to our higher selves. Why? Because why?
Let's put it this way. Higher self, self-love, is really the ability to unconditionally accept what is. Unconditionally. That means the love doesn't waver no matter what comes in front of it. Likened to a mirror, which reflects whatever is in front of it. It doesn't judge it. It doesn't have any thoughts about it. It doesn't shrink or make it wavy or anything else. It just reflects what's there. All right. So our love at the personality level is really not unconditional. It is very conditional. We say, I want beauty, I want connection, I want togetherness, I want depth, I want clarity, I want understanding, I want money, mm-hmm. I want health. And when the opposites of those arise in a person's journey, which they will often on a daily basis, if we can't unconditionally accept them as part of the journey, then we're going to have a hard time getting to the place where unconditional love is something that we're free to let come through us and manifest through us.
Yeah.
So our job is to learning how to love the personality and the body, which means the mind and the emotions that go up and down and up and down and up and down.
Right.
And some days it's calm and some days it's tumultuous like a hurricane is coming through. So we're talking about being unflappable, right?
Right.
Just being able to be present to whatever comes like that mirror at the level where you are right now. We're mm-hmm. practicing to get to that place. And you can get there much more quickly if you become aware of the nature of opposites and how relevant it is to being able to reach unconditional acceptance of what is.
Okay, got it. So as I get it now, so here's what I'm hearing you say. And this is related to a lot of books that you read nowadays, whether it's Eckhart Tolle, I don't know mm-hmm. if I'm pronouncing his name correctly, mm-hmm. or some of the Buddhist stuff are like, let go. Or if I'm in yoga and the yoga teacher's like, let go, let go. I'm like, what are you asking me to let go? I remember the very first time, I'm like, what are you asking me to let go of? You know, my bowels? I mean, what is it? What are you trying to ask me to let go of? Right? Because it's actually now part of the common vernacular.
Yes, it
is. But we always say it, but we actually don't even know what it means. But I think it is to let go of not accepting the reality of what is, including our own inner nature.
Right.
So when we say let go of your ego, it doesn't mean to let go of it. I think it's better. We were talking about this last week. It's mm-hmm. not to let go of it, but to embrace it and accept what it is.
It's to embrace, from my perspective, what I'm trying to help people understand is that when someone says, let go, which
yes.
I heard, this actually what started my whole process, is yeah. I would sit there and say, well, would you please tell me how to do it?
Right.
Because the minute you tell me to let go, what I start to do is hold on.
Right.
I mean, there's no question about it. Somebody tells me to be kind to somebody I don't like, and the first thing, my first reaction to that is to tense up.
Right.
Well, kindness doesn't flow out of a tense, contracted mind state, right? And, you know, first of all, someone's telling me what to do. But then I wanted to know how to do it.
Yeah.
How was I supposed to, like, drop my mind? How was I supposed
right.
to let go of a thought or let go of my self-hatred?
Or attachments.
Or attachments.
Or behaviors.
How do you do it? Well, my journey has taken me to the place where I'm clear that understanding this piece, this small, tiny bit of mystical wisdom about opposites, is incredibly freeing and gives you a specific strategy. It's a very mystical-based strategy for how to let go.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't really let go if you don't know what you're being asked to let go of. Right?
Right, exactly. This
and
is what I'm talking
being
about.
Asked to let go of is your polarization between opposites, mm-hmm. saying one thing is better than the other thing. Good is better than bad. Pleasure is better than pain. Of course, they feel better,
right.
No question.
Right.
But each part of that has something valuable to you about your life and your understanding of what your purpose and your value and your meaning is and
mm-hmm.
why you're here and
mm-hmm.
why you exist.
Yeah, so going back to, I think what we said in the very beginning of the segment, from a spiritual level, love and self-love is about accepting what is.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is what's leading up to this conversation. And it's interesting because we, in the very beginning of the year, we talked about things like fear and its many forms.
Mm-hmm. Anger, jealousy, perfectionism, greed, guilt.
And
shame.
You can listen to all those wonderful shows. It sounds like, why would I want to listen to a show on greed and shame and jealousy?
Because you want to know what to do with them.
Right, when they arise.
I mean, how do you let go of those when they're gripping your entire neurophysiology, your brain and body are resonating with that vibration of emotion. And somebody says, well, just let go. We'll just accept that and embrace it.
Right.
Well, I'm trying to help give you a strategy for how to do that
right.
based on mystics, the
right.
mystic psychology. So.
Right. And so a lot of, by listening to, you can go back to www.firedupcj.com and, you know, type in Ragini, R-A-G-I-N-I, and you'll see all the shows that we did on anger, jealousy, fear, perfectionism, greed. And I got a lot of really wonderful feedback because we often don't spend enough time understanding what those things are. So like you said, if we don't know what it is, then it's hard for us to let it go.
Most of us are just very busy trying to get away from it. And that is what I'm talking about is the problem. If you want to eventually come to self-love, you have to be able to love whatever is there in your brain and
right.
body.
Love the anger as it arises in the moment. Accept it as is.
And don't let it overtake you.
Yes.
So it's a balance between allowing something to be and taking charge of it. It's
mm-hmm.
a very fascinating paradox.
Yeah.
Which is,
and I can say as a result, personally, from us doing those episodes, one of the things that I had the hardest time with is jealousy and envy because I don't feel that often. And the other day I felt it and I was like, oh, interesting. Jealousy and envy is arising. What is happening? And it was really, unless I understood, one, that it was arising, and two, knowing what to do with it, it's like, okay, jealousy and envy maps to, and this is what I got from our conversation, maps to a place of not enoughness or a sense of scarcity.
Mm-hmm.
This is ultimately what you're feeling. And so until you actually can make friends with that,
mm-hmm.
you're not really going to go anywhere else, right? I mean,
that's right.
Unless you can relate to what is a sense of scarcity that I'm feeling? What is a sense of not enoughness that I'm feeling? Is it a story or thought or behavior that's just part of my personality? And can I let it go?
And once you've understood, you have the answers to those questions that you just asked, envy can still arise. Envy is my constant companion. I hear it all the time in my head.
Right.
And now I recognize it, and it's just like envy. And it's like, hello.
Yes.
And it doesn't stay. You know, it's like a guest that realizes that, you know, its time is over and it should go
yeah.
on its way now.
Yes,
so
exactly.
There's nothing sticking on. There's nothing sticking or holding me to it like there used to be, where it used to just pull me down into despair and depression
yeah.
and judging other people and judging myself, ending up in a lovely, lovely, hideous dish of self-hatred. Which I don't recommend for anyone.
No, it's not good.
No, not good.
I go there through anger. The outcome is the same, right? Because they're about fear and self-loathing, right?
And but it's the same thing. With that, when you go, okay, what you answer all the questions that you've asked, you inquire into
like,
what
am I angry? What is anger really masking? It's about a need. What need is not being heard? This is not the need that's being heard. How can you address? But until you actually know what those emotions mean and what they mean on a deeper level, it is really hard to let them go.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Same with self-hatred. And since we're talking about self-love, it's the same questions. You know, what is it that I'm hating about myself? Where is it I feel I'm not enough? Where mm-hmm. am I not adequate? What is it that I think I need that I'm never going to get? Mm-hmm. Once you understand those questions, the answers to those questions, self-hatred will still arise, only it won't have the same way to hook you that mm-hmm. it did before because you understand it. And you also understand that self-hate and self-love at the level of personality go together like a hand and a glove. You'll meet them both again and again, not to worry. It's all right.
Right? This is like the fastest episode ever. Okay, much gratitude to you, Ragini Michaels, the author of Unflappable, 6 Steps to Staying Happy, Centered, Peaceful, No Matter What. And if you want to create a happy you and a happy planet, then find the Fired Up with CJ Show on iTunes and get a free weekly subscription. And next up, we'll be talking a little bit more about some of the invitations to self-love. We'll be right back.
Show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina is energizing people everywhere to rise to the occasion of their lives. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you feel that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Let Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina help you to step into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Co-hosts Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz invite you to join them every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio and rise to the occasion of your life.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heartwarmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Connect with your personal guardian angels, guides, and departed loved ones at Angels and the Afterlife, an enlightening day of answers with Doreen Virtue and John Holland on September 22nd in Seattle, Washington. Audience readings will be given throughout the day, so reserve your seat today by calling 800-654-5126. Discover how guardian angels support, heal, and guide to enact positive life changes. Tune in and increase your innate intuitive abilities to receive signs and signals from the other side. Seats are limited for the Angels and the Afterlife event, so call 800-654-5126 to reserve your seat today, or online, visit hayhouse.com.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Do you believe in magic? Young girl's heart, how the music can free her.
Hi, and welcome to the Fired Up with CJ show. I am CJ Liu, and I have here with me today Ragini Michaels, the author of Unflappable, Six Steps to Staying Happy, Centered, Peaceful, No Matter What.
Right.
And we, in the last segment, we were talking about how important it is to embrace our personality, which is full of opposites.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about there are many forms of fear, anger, jealousy, fear, perfectionism, greed, et cetera, and that the opposite of that is really self-love. And there are many forms of self-love. Tell everyone about the.
Well, I think you invite self-love in or love in for yourself whenever you can access faith and courage, sympathetic joy, which is being happy for other people's happiness and other people's goodness. When you have access to your own ability to forgive yourself and others, when you experience gratitude and focus on that, which is a lot about that today out in the world.
Yeah.
When you do experience generosity and you give from your heart, you know, not just from your mind or from your pocketbook, but it's the intention behind it. Actually, most of these are about intention. And of course, compassion, whenever you allow yourself to stop judging and blaming other people and being angry at them for not giving you what you wish or for not being who you think they should be. Compassion is one of the ways. So these particular things are invitations for love to come in and infuse you with its capacity to accept things as they are. Because that is the nature of the highest level of love, is unconditional acceptance. So as long as we're on this plane where we've got both anger and compassion, which go together, they go back and forth between each other. You want to be able to relax in the presence of your anger because that gives you easier access to your compassion. And my book explains to you exactly how to do that. The same with trust and doubt, so that your faith becomes stronger. Doubt is one of those things that really gets its teeth into you and it can pull you right down. But if you understand that trust and doubt are traveling companions, and they're always going to be traveling companions for your personality, for your personality, not for your higher self, but are for your personality.
Right.
Once you understand that, then you can allow yourself to relax and embrace doubt, find the truthful nuggets of wisdom in it for you. And that gives you easier access to your trust, which strengthens your faith, for example. So every negative thing that we have has a positive opposite to it that becomes, in a way, the antidote. But I hate to use that word because that makes people think that the negative is going to go away permanently. And that's really what I'm trying to help people wake up to.
Right.
They're not going away. They're not going away. They're going to be here for your personality, for your body, for your nervous system to deal with. And until you get to the level where you're dealing with the higher self, and the this flow of unconditional love that is stronger and is your guide truly for everything, you need to understand this, and it becomes easier to get to that place when you have a new relationship with opposites.
And you know, one of the things that so if you go to my website firedupwithcj.com and you type in again Ragini, R-A-G-I-N-I, you can actually see the episodes that we did on faith, courage, sympathetic joy, forgiveness, gratitude, generosity, a lot of things that we've talked about today. And we did those because, and I'm really glad that we did, because I think that I've noticed two things. One is that the spiritual communities is like you're the point that you're trying to make. They're weighted towards only expressing and feeling one thing, and not ever expressing
the opposite of those things. And so one, it's like you have this, like, you will be, you know, whether it's like certain religions are like, you'll go to hell if you figure this out. You'll never, you know, you'll never be good enough, you know, that kind of idea if you experience any of the feels of anger, jealousy, fear, and perfectionism, which I don't think is possible, number one. And two, it constantly puts you in a tough position because you're not accepting what is, right?
Mystical psychology, there are many, when you look at mystics, which are the people who are demonstrate the ability to be unflappable, the key understanding is when you set up something that you like against the opposite that you don't like, that is what creates the dis-ease and the anxiety and the misery and the suffering. So once you understand that that's the cause, and you learn how to do it differently, and you can't do it differently by getting rid of the one you don't like, which is our basic strategy.
Right, you know? We were like, please get rid of this. I just only want to feel compassion, forgiveness, gratitude.
Right. Let's grab for the good and get rid of the bad. That's the basic way we go through life. It's fine, nothing wrong with it, but it's not going to get you where you want to go if you're looking for self-love and spiritual freedom. Not going to happen that way. Right. If, well, it might happen, but it's going to take
you. Well, and I think it's frustrating because so many of the books kind of go that path.
Well, it's hard.
Why do they do that?
I don't know that they mean to do it, and maybe they do, but we misunderstand it because the filters we have over our vision are ones that are set up to immediately perceive all opposites as antagonistic.
Mm, that's fair. So instead of saying the books are doing it, it's we kind of read it that way.
We read it, even if it's said, because it's said many, many times. I mean, I've been on a spiritual path for like 40 years, right? I'm revealing my age here. But anyway, for 40 years, and I would say...
You started at birth. Yeah,
I wish. But the point I'm making is I didn't hear this, and I read it many, many, many times. I saw it written down. And we all know about the people who study these things, about the law of polarity. We all know that, so I just assumed I got it.
Right.
Of course, everything comes in opposites. Big deal.
Yeah.
Well, I had no idea that what I was misreading over and over and over again, the importance of understanding this. Mm-hmm. Although I will say that it's usually left till the end of most spiritual paths to approach paradox and opposites. Generally, before the end, you're just asked to cultivate the good stuff.
Yep.
You know, and the Buddhists are, and bless their hearts, are very into cultivating the good, which you do need to do, by the way.
Right, yeah.
But you don't want to do it because you want to get rid of the other, or with the intention that if I just cultivate enough compassion, I will never again feel a tiny surge of anger in me.
Right.
Now, I'm not saying there won't be a time when that's true, but it's going to be whenever self-love is at the higher dimension.
Mm-hmm. Mm, beautiful. Okay, so let us talk about how some of these pair together, because it seems like we were on a random walk, but we were not. In fact,
we were not.
So let's go through some of the things. You already talked about the pair. I love how you talk about it. I always imagine as like a married couple that you're like, I don't know why they're together. But they're together, in my life. It's like your sister-in-law or brother-in-law that are together, and you're like, I don't get it. I don't even know if I want to accept it, but yet they're part of my family, so I just have to accept it.
And the tension between them may look antagonistic, but in the case of opposites, and perhaps in the case of some marriages, it's creative dynamic tension.
Yeah.
It's the tension that allows the creativity and the personal growth to occur, as opposed to being antagonistic, where it's breaking everything apart to a bad degree.
Yeah.
So as I said earlier, anger and compassion go together. Envy and jealousy, basically the experience that goes with that to help you go around and around and come back and forth is gratitude, because you're always feeling a lack. Mm-hmm. So the minute you feel envy or jealousy, tune in to gratitude. What do you already have? Focus on that. Again, all of this is about where are you putting your focus and how are you interpreting what your eyes fall upon.
Mm-hmm.
That's the main thing. Fear, the biggest and most wonderful, easiest way to deal with fear is to find your faith and the courage, right? So that whatever sense of cowardice or retraction or contraction is going on can be balanced by courage, which allows an expansion of your willingness and your faith that, you know, the old story that if you leap off the edge, there will either be a ledge underneath you or you will sprout wings.
Yes.
Called faith. Greed is another one that we experience a great deal in our world. Greed for, oh my gosh, so many things. Beauty, money, clothes, material, cars.
iPads.
Oh yeah, I'd like one of those big bank accounts, you know. So the balance for that is generosity. Again, it's taking your focus off what you want to look at what you have and sharing it. Mm. Because greed has the element of holding it in.
Right, it's not enoughness.
Yeah. Not enoughness. Perfectionism, always looking at at other people. We talked about it in terms of other people mostly, noticing, you know, how they're not perfect. Mm-hmm. And feeling or like looking at somebody who's doing an artistic rendition of something and you pick it apart because it's not perfect, missing the fact that that person is having great joy in expressing themselves. And so perfectionism, oftentimes sympathetic joy is a good balance to that, which is really feeling happy for someone because they're happy.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
Right.
And feeling happy for yourself because you're happy. Sympathetic joy is a wonderful experience and state of being. One, it would really be nice to have more of in our world today. So those are just some examples of basic negative emotions are what we've called obstacles that actually, as we've talked about, are signals when you learn to look at them differently, that it's time to allow the opposite to come into play.
Mm-hmm.
So when you look at the negative state as a signal, and you know the opposite that goes with it, you have a pretty good map for what to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so here's how these segments are constructed. So let's say, first of all, you have to have awareness that any of this stuff is happening, right?
Yes.
You have to have those aha moments that you and I have had, either, envy is arising, or jealousy is arising,
right.
Anger is arising, mm-hmm. and then being able to, if it's arisen enough, to know like, anger means my needs are not being met, or I'm not being heard, or my boundaries are being breached.
Or I'm projecting outwards.
I'm projecting.
I don't like in me.
Yes, exactly. So then you go and go, okay, which of these apply in these situations? Check, check, you know, not really check, you know, and then you look at that as a basis for understanding and making your peace and love with that particular negative emotion.
Mm-hmm.
So you can...
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Just stop what you are thinking right now and ask yourself, if I could have anything I desired, what would it be? Now expand that energy beyond anything you have ever imagined. That energy, that is you. What if you could have access to that all the time? Curing the incurable are for those that desire a different possibility with their life and their body. Does that excite your molecules? Well, check out Liam's website at liamphillips.com.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heart warmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. I'm CJ Liu, and you're listening to the Fired Up with CJ show on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. And today we have Ragini Michaels with us here today. Ragini, welcome.
Thank you.
Ragini is the author of Unflappable: 6 Steps to Staying Happy, Centered, Peaceful, No Matter What.
That's right. It'd be pretty good, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would be. Well, this is exactly what this whole series is all about, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, really, the path is towards self-love and love. And it's all about your book and navigating some of these emotions and having kind of a being in equanimity in presence of challenging opposites, mm-hmm. which we've been talking about. Now, before we close, we were talking about your iTunes series that's mm-hmm. on iTunes, and tell us the title again.
Hypnosis for Conscious Awakening.
Okay, Ragini doesn't realize this, but as a gift, she had given me these beautiful CDs, and they are really, truly beautiful.
Thank you.
But you have no idea what I've done with them.
What have you done?
I put them onto my iPod, my iPhone, and when I work out in the morning, sometimes when I'm like, first of all, you have to be aware, like you said, you have to be aware that you actually have a negative emotion arising. Mm-hmm. So sometimes I'll be like, I feel totally lost today. And then I'll go, I know. I'll just listen to Ragini's sweet melodic voice as I work out. Because as Ragini says, you can listen to these tapes when you're doing anything.
Except driving.
Yes, except driving. So I'm running. Sometimes I'm on the Stairmaster, sometimes I'm running, but I'm listening to you as I'm doing, I'm like, why not run and do hypnosis at the same time?
Okay.
But you know what? They've worked every time. Because yeah. Sometimes I realize I haven't been listening to it, but at the same time I'm like, but I feel happy.
Well, with my background in behavioral change and working with the unconscious process, because that is what I am as a hypnotherapist in my background, you learn how to communicate with the unconscious mind. So it doesn't matter what the unconscious mind is doing in many respects if what you're saying is directed to in a voice that is geared to the unconscious process.
Right. So the unconscious mind can be working. Well, my conscious mind is like, you know, just making sure I don't fall off the treadmill.
Absolutely.
So seriously, this is perfect for people who are multitaskers.
Apparently it's so. I've heard that from many people.
That they're doing things. You probably never heard someone running or doing a Stairmaster.
I haven't, not doing a Stairmaster. I just make sure that you're, you know, okay.
I'm a talented Stairmaster, okay. So I can do it. All right. So I actually wanted to use a real life example like we've done in a lot of other episodes. And so and I think we've talked about this a fair amount, but let's use the one on anger and compassion.
Okay.
Okay. So my mom and I were driving in the car, and then she goes into a tirade of like, well, you know, ever since you were a kid, bleep, 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 bunch of like negative comments. The bleep, bleep, bleeps are negative comments.
All right.
That I can't have anyone listen to because they would just be so depressing to you as they are to me.
Okay.
So then I went through and I was like, wow, anger is arising. Anger is arising. So how would I use all of these things? I want to actually, you know, I love my mother. I love myself.
how do I actually use the model and what we've talked about to get from the thing I was experiencing at that moment, anger, to loving my mother fully and to self-love?
Well, the first thing you want to do with your anger is ask yourself, is there anything positive going on about what you're feeling here? Is there something happening that is valuable to you?
Mm-hmm.
And at one level, anger is generally, at the psychological level, a call for boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
It's a call for some kind of boundary to be set.
Yep.
So in that case, your anger in this scenario, as you've described it, is a signal. Right? Because that your boundary is being breached
mm-hmm.
by your mother's giving you negative
okay.
feedback.
Which, and I said to my mother, you need to stop right now because there's okay. really no good that will come of whatever you're planning, you've said or continue to say.
Okay.
So you need
so
to
you
stop.
Got the truth out mm-hmm. of, you got the truth out of your anger.
Yes.
And you said something and you set the boundary.
Right.
All right. Now, if you continue to get angry and angry because your mother keeps going,
right.
And you can't get out of the car, for example, and leave the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Your energy will then either, it'll start growing and growing and growing and growing. And if you can accept that and breathe into it and understand that it's a signal to you now to go to compassion, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can't get out of the situation. You're right there. Go to compassion. And what does the value of compassion for you? What does compassion teach you about your mother?
Well, she's doing the best that she can. She's playing a set of programs that have been played to her forever. So she's just doing the best that she can. I honestly think that she says these comments in the spirit of love, even though they don't sound very loving at all in anyone's frame of reference aside from her own.
And oftentimes, although it always hurts when someone says something negative about us, it hurts more if there's some part of us that believes it's true. And generally
true.
From parents, whatever it is they're saying, they're the ones that put the idea in our heads in the first place, bless their hearts, when we were young. Okay. And so,
right.
But there's still oftentimes another part of the anger signal is that there's some part of you that believes there's some truth in what's being said. And that can also be something of value for you to inquire into in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to do with changing your mother's behavior. You can attempt to set a boundary, which you
mm-hmm.
did, right? But ultimately, in that kind of situation where there's nothing you can really do for the other person, and you can't get away from the scenario because I don't really encourage people to stay in abusive connections.
Seriously, I was going to drop her on I-5 at one point, which is the major highway here
so
in Seattle.
This is when compassion is essential so that you don't drop your mother on the highway, right? That would not be good.
No, it
although you
be.
Would have a lot of time in jail to meditate.
Exactly.
But anyway.
I was contemplating it in some aspect of my scenario planning.
So by allowing your anger and knowing what you know about opposites, you could breathe, accept, get the learnings very quickly because you've looked at it already and end up in compassion. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to enjoy being with your mother, but it does change your energy field. It changes your capacity to hold yourself in love and to hold your mother in love. And that energy shift, that change in vibration, if you'll allow me to be a bit new age here, which
yeah.
I am anyway.
allow you to be yourself. Yes. Allow you to be yourself.
Well, I think vibration is a good analogy for
yes.
us understanding what we're talking about. It can change the situation
mm-hmm.
by your speaking. If you can say, Mom, that's enough in love, as opposed to saying, Mom, that's enough in anger, that even makes the situation more beneficial to not only you, but probably to the person that you're angry with in the first place.
Yeah, and actually something like that happened.
What I'm saying is that the understanding that anger and compassion go together, understanding that hate and love go together, understanding that feelings of rejection and acceptance go together, all right, that is going to help you shortcut, you know, and know how, learn a strategy for letting go. And that's what's actually detailed in my book and in other places where I'm teaching this. And so that's the thing that is so useful. It's a missing piece, as I said earlier, of the puzzle. It's a missing link for how do you get to self-love, which is really accepting yourself, all of yourself. Accepting
mm-hmm.
your personality, accepting your body, accepting your thoughts, accepting your emotions for what they are. Ultimately, when you can do that, you will feel compassion for yourself.
mm-hmm.
Being human is not easy.
Well, and I think the thing that you said is doing it for the other person, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like,
things
exactly.
that it becomes an act of service as well to yourself and to others. I just put an article in the New Spirit Journal, and it started it off with saying Kermit Kermit the Frog thought it was really tough being green. What if he had to be human and divine at the same time? You know, I mean, it's tough. It's hard. And you want to have some compassion for yourself instead of beating yourself up. This is a tough journey. Life is as tough as it is gracious.
I love what you said the last, I think a couple episodes ago, that it's the spiritual journey is not for sissies.
No, it's not for sissies. It's hard work.
It is.
But
it's very hard work.
It pays off.
I think it does. Yeah. I mean, I would say that your title being Staying Happy, Centered, Peaceful, No Matter What is the payoff.
It's the payoff, and that's a different kind of happiness than the kind that we usually think about. But if you want to know more about that, you can go to my website, watch the welcome video, and then you can opt in and you can get 3 videos for free that talk about different kinds of happiness and other things related to this.
And in August, do you have any trainings that you know of, or how do people find out about the trainings? Because you actually have a whole training series.
I have a training that's starting in October, and it's online training for 8 weeks. I will hold your hand through the 6 steps.
Oh, right?
It's
nice.
It's an online training, but you'll have an hour a week where you can meet with me as a group, but you can actually ask questions to me personally and I'll answer them. So it's a great process. It's a great experience. It'll start in October and you can find it on my website.
So how many weeks again is it?
Eight weeks.
Class to learn how to use the 6 steps, and then you get an hour of...
Every week there'll be a group live call where you can ask your questions.
Cool.
You can actually talk with me in person and get your questions answered.
Very cool. Well, I have to tell you, I've taken several trainings with Ragini on neuro-linguistic programming, NLP, and then on the work that's the 6-step process, and she is an exquisite teacher. She spoiled me. I can't really go to any more classes without feeling irritated and wanting Ragini back, because you're such a wonderful teacher.
You're too kind.
Thank you. So much gratitude, Ragini. Thank you for being here. Much gratitude to Chris and Brian at WBLQ. And make sure to listen to the series, because it really is there designed to help you. I mean, in fact, this whole radio show is designed to help create a happy you and a happy planet. So
if you'd like to be notified of when it's available up on our sites, just either go to CJ's site, Fired Up with CJ, or mine, Ragini Michaels. Click contact, let us know. We'll send it to you.
Yeah, it's wonderful. All right, great. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you next Thursday.
You've been listening to Fire It Up with CJ. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for more of Fire It Up with CJ. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.